Good evening. This is Dwayne Lark, director from Houston, Texas, KPFT. This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board Meeting. And this today is July 16th. And the time is 8:41 Eastern. And we're calling the meeting to order. We'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chair. Grace Ackman, KPFT Listener. Robin Collier, KCEI Affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA Listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW Listener. Lyndon Foley, KPFG Listener.
Here.
Good. Dan Goodman, KPFK Listener. Heather Gray, KRFG Affiliate.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA Staff.
Here.
Good. Wally James, KPFT Staff.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark, KPFT Listener. Is here. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Ralph Winter, WPI. Sandra Rollin, listener.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
All right. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Good. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
Yep.
Good. James Sagerton, WPAI listener.
Here.
All right. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WPAI listener.
Present.
Good. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Present.
Good. Alina Visayev, KPFK staff.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener. Tom, are you here? Did we lose Tom? Okay, we'll come back to Tom. Lydia Brazon, Interim Executive Director. Anita Sim.
I'm going.
Okay. Anita
just joined us.
That's what I said.
Who just joined us?
Lydia.
Lydia.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lydia. All right. Lydia's here. Sam Venture, Chief Executive Officer. Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council. John Tatum, Parliamentarian. John Tatum, are you here?
I hear you.
He was having a hard time getting in, too.
Oh, okay. I see Arthur Schwartz. Good. Otis McClay. All right. I don't think Otis is here. I'll go back. Vanessa Riggs, are you here? Jan Goodman, are you here? Ralph. Are you here? Nancy Sorting, are you here? Okay, and Tom Voorhees, are you back?
I am. My computer froze on me and I had to restart it.
Okay. All right, so we have, let's see, 1, 2. Mr. Chair, we have 18 members present, constituting a quorum.
All right. Now, next item on the agenda is, are there any requested excused absences?
I haven't noticed any, Mr. Chair. Has anyone else seen any requests for excused absences?
Hearing none. The next item on the agenda, timekeepers. Are there any volunteers for to keep the time on the item?
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I keep time for items. I
don't Thank have you, a Lawrence. Okay. Anyone to keep time on individuals? Anyone keep time on individuals? Hearing none. Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
Chair, I'm sorry. This is Vanessa. I think I came in right after the roll call.
Okay. The secretary will note such that you are present.
Mr. Speaker, this is James.
Just James?
I wanted to let you know that I was sorry I was muted. I will keep time on individuals. And I also wanted to let you know that Anita Sims had contacted me to say that it was her husband's 76th birthday, and she was going to be celebrating with him this evening.
Well, I guess that could be understood. We only get one, huh? All right.
Mr. Chair, before we go on, there are a couple of items in the beginning of the agenda. First, to welcome Andrea Turner, who's representing Maki Tanaka, and the next is to read the report out from the closed session. If you notice that.
Actually, no, I'm going by as the agenda was printed. So I see no problems with acknowledging the new member. Would the new member care to have words?
Oh, it's good to be back. Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving forward.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chair, would you like me to read the report out from the closed session of July 9th for the public?
Go ahead.
Okay. The Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss personnel, contractual, and proprietary matters. The board resolved that it was not interested in considering the offer to purchase the WBAI signal at this time. The board ratified a WBAI union agreement and contract renewal that runs from October 1st 2008 to March 31st, 2023. And that's it.
Okay. Very well. Are there any objections to that report out? Hearing none. Okay, Lawrence, we've got 5 minutes for this agenda approval. And I'm noticing one item on the agenda that I don't see, Madam Secretary, that I submitted. Where would it be found?
It is on page 3, item A.
Page 3?
Page 3, item A.
Well, my computer is not showing a page 3. It's saying page 3 of 3, but for some reason, is anyone else seeing page 3, or is it just me?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Okay. Let's blame it on iPad. Yeah. Okay. Because number 8 on this agenda I have is adjourned.
Perhaps you have a. I'll send the agendas out again if you like.
Yeah, I was only going by the top one. It's on the top of the email. So if you sent one before then, normally it's your last one.
I sent the agendas out recently.
Okay, go ahead and send it again so I can have an accurate agenda. Because it's not the iPad. It's a... But whichever one I pulled.
Yeah, I'll be recognized. This is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'm just wondering why the motion from, I believe it was Grace Aaron, was put ahead of than your motion. Your motion was submitted in a timely fashion, I believe, a week in advance, and yet it's the last item on the agenda. So when it's time, I'd like to make a motion to move that item up on the agenda.
Can I respond to that, please?
Hold on, I'm not finished yet, please. Right after the the audit report. Thank you.
Acknowledged. Yes, Grace.
Okay, the reason that items 6 and 7 are on the agenda before item 8 is that they've been on the agenda for a number of weeks, at least 2 or 3 weeks. So they're unfinished business from prior meetings.
Again, I'm going to have to refer to item 7. And members, correct me. I know what I'm reading, and so I must have a different agenda. Item 7 says follow-up motion to the motion to explore legal action.
Mr. Chair, that's the closed session.
That's closed session information, not Dwayne.
I didn't disclose anything other than legal action, so I'm quite familiar with what can be disclosed. What I'm trying to find out is whether or not this document that I have in front of me is the documents that you guys have in front of you, because item 8, again, is an adjournment.
Okay,
that's what I have to.
I sent the agendas out. I'll send them out again.
And by the way, why would that be on, if in fact it is going to be something dealt with in another meeting, why would it have a place on this agenda? And it's an open session agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. It sounds to me like you might be looking at the closed session agenda.
Okay, let me verify that. You're very well correct, Sandra, because that was the first one that was open. So I'll try to mosey on down and see where the other one is. It must really be further down. I'm looking.
We have 1 minute for this agenda item, Chair.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure the motion I submitted is, it was properly noticed, that's for sure. And Gracie said you were going to resend it, but I don't see a resend.
I just hit send.
I'm all the way down to July 13. Still don't see the closed session on my
open session.
Open session.
I'm going to be keeping time. I could, or maybe Grace can mention the items, and I'll just input the time.
We can do that to expedite. I believe now we are, it's really difficult. As a chair, I always like to see what's coming up and not have to depend on someone. But nevertheless, if there's 1 minute left.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina, if I may be recognized.
15 seconds left on the agenda item, Chair.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to extend time for 3 minutes for agenda approval. And also, I just emailed you the open agenda as received by me. So it should be at the top of your email box.
All right. I'm looking at it now. Thank you very much for that. Are there any objections to the extension? Hearing none. So moved.
Ralph.
Let the record reflect Ralph's attendance.
Yes, I'm just done.
Yes, I was speaking to the secretary to mark you present.
Thank you, sir.
Jan
Goodman has been on for a while also. I just didn't want to interrupt.
Okay, let the record reflect. And Lawrence, you wanted to make a motion on the agenda item?
Yes, Chair. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to place motion 8. I'd like to move it up to right after the audit report, which will be letter A, 1, as opposed to letter A. So it would be letter A, 1, just before the Finance Committee report.
Okay, your motion is to move item 8 to number 4, A1?
No, number 1A.
Number 1A.
That would be 4B. 4B.
Okay. All right. Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay. Madam Secretary, take the roll.
Mr. Chair, this is Polina. I didn't hear a second. Was there a second in the motion? If not, yes. I'll second it. Oh, there was a second.
I second it, Ralph.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Let me back up a bit. Lawrence, would you like to give some rationale? And Alex, would you like to give some rationale as to why you want to move it up and why you don't want to move it up?
Well, I'll give you the rationale why I want to move it up, because outside of the bylaws, which I believe this has to relate to the bylaws, that this type of committee or this kind of team is not reflected in the bylaws. So that's the reason I want to move it up, in addition to the motion being noticed for some time, and it was stuck in the very bottom of the agenda. So that's why I'd like us to take it up as soon as possible, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, Alex, would you like to speak to that?
Yes, we have some critical business ahead of us. This is an ad hoc motion that is not very well thought out, so we can debate that when we get to it. But right now we have an audit to discuss. This is ridiculous to put this in front of discussion of the audit.
I don't believe it's intended. The motion does not put it in front of the audit, so that's incorrect.
It's after the audit, Alex.
But thank you anyway.
After the audit? Yes,
Madam Chair.
Okay, well, we have motions that have been languishing, waiting. I think they're more important than this one.
Let's go to the vote, Madam Chair.
And we are time for this extension, Chair.
Great. So it was appropriate. Go to the vote.
Okay. This is to put change the placement of item 8 of the agenda to item 4B. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier.
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
All right. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I should call you last. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
All right, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. Eileen Rosden?
No.
Okay, James Sagerton?
No.
Okay, Nancy Jordan?
Let me call her and see where she is.
I don't think she's here. All right, Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay, Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, Polina Vasilia?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Voorhees. Tom Voorhees.
This is a prepaid collect call from
Jacob Schwartz.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom fell off again.
I just fell off again. Okay, so Dwayne Lark, do you want your vote to be recorded? I'll count up first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six no's. And Chair, do you wish to have your yes?
What's the count?
It's yes 12, no 6. I'd like to call on to see if Tom is Beth? I guess not. Nancy? Okay. All right, so it's 12 yes, 6 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Well, yes, I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. This motion passes. Put that on the agenda as 4B. 13 yes. No.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I wanted to have a motion placed on the agenda. Do I need to extend time to do that, or to even discuss that possibility?
Well, let me ask the timekeeper how much time we have left. Are there any time left on this agenda?
Chair, there's a radius noise coming from somebody. I believe it's Jan, because her square is lighting up. Jan, please mute yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was muted. I really apologize.
That's okay. Don't explain. Just
okay.
Don't
thank
explain.
You.
Just mute. Thank you.
Chair, we have exhausted time on the extension.
Okay, Chris, I'll entertain an extension.
Okay, I'd like to extend for 3 minutes.
Are there any objections? Any objections? Okay, 3 minutes. Go ahead,
okay.
Chris.
Okay, so the motion that I wanted to put on the agenda would either follow at the same time as the audit report is presented, or would have to come before it because it materially impacts the vote on that particular motion.
Well, how many minutes would you need?
I don't think I would need more than 5 because it's very simple, actually. I just want some wording added to the audit.
Okay, well, why don't you make a motion to add it before the audit at 3 minutes.
Okay. So I would like to move to add my motion, which I sent out 3 hours ago, to the...
I object to that.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. Madam Chair, let's go to a vote. The motion before us is a...
Wait, I'm...
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
Afterwards,
it's not been read. The motion
is going to address
it. And the objection is out of order. I believe you need a second of the motion.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Thank you for that observation.
Second the motion, Jan Goodman.
Okay, now the motion has been second. Chris, I did hear some compromise for the sake of going through the motions of this vote.
Okay.
And we may be able to get it through if you agree to do it after.
Sure, I'll entertain that. Go ahead, Eileen.
Okay.
What?
Did you want to?
I'm going to address it. I'm going to address it in my presentation anyway.
But he wants some time to address it as well. So, Eileen, would you amend his motion for 3 minutes after your presentation?
After.
To allow him 3 minutes after your presentation.
Sure. It might be. Irrelevant by then, but anyway, sure, whatever.
Well, we want to accommodate and expedite. Do I hear any objections to that amendment?
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian wishing to speak.
Go ahead.
Chris's motion would be in order when the report comes up on the floor to the whole board. The motion would be in order. Regardless of the fact that he sent it out ahead of time, at the time for discussion on the motion is the proper time to bring up any amendments to a motion.
So what you're saying is that because the item is already on the agenda, he doesn't have a right to ask to amend the agenda, that he may have a right to speak for 3 minutes.
He has the right to speak when the motion is on the floor. Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I accept that. That's great. Okay, thank you, John.
Okay. 45 seconds, Chair, to the extension of time.
You didn't count my time. I hope, Lars, you didn't count my time. I hope.
No, I did not.
I don't think Chris needed it. Chris extended that he might be able to get his business heard, and his business has been heard. So I think we're in order. The next item on the agenda is
time.
Minutes approval. Well, are we going to approve this agenda? Are there any objections to approving this agenda? Hearing none. The next item is the July 9th minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes? Are there any corrections to the minutes? Are there any corrections to the minutes? Are there any additions to the minutes? Hearing none, minutes be recorded as submitted.
Excuse me. Hello. July 9th. No, that's fine. No problem. Thank you.
Minutes are recorded as submitted. You have a right to submit any amendments you want to make to them in the future. Item 4, committee reports. Eileen, you have 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Already fine, huh? Came up pretty quickly. Let me... we had our audit committee meeting Tuesday evening, and Jorge Diaz from Rogers & Company presented the audit. We discussed a few points, which I believe I wrote to you all when I sent you the draft of the audit. And I think the version you have is the latest version. No other changes have been made since the version you received. We voted to accept the audit unanimously. There was a pass at the beginning, but I believe she changed to yes. She must have. And for the management letter, which we would discuss, if at all, in the closed session, there are a few little changes being made, but not much. I sent you the latest version this morning, I believe. Chris had sent out some emails earlier that I'm sure you all saw about some objections he had to the way certain things were phrased in the audit. And wanted some changes, including he put a motion forth, proposing a motion that he referred to just now. So I spoke to the auditors after that. He apologized, Jorge Diaz did, that he couldn't turn up tonight. He had other commitments. But I spoke to him and got his response to all of Chris's notes. So... perhaps, I don't know what makes more sense for me to just relay what Jorge said in response to what Chris wrote, or to let Chris make his motion, and then I would respond, but I would need a couple of minutes. I'd rather just, I wrote out what I wanted to say, so I'd rather just read it out to you.
No objection.
Okay. So I'm sure it's clear to everyone that Chris's notes are basically a continuation of the energetic debate we had about booking the sale of the Nakapon building. You'll remember that the PNV voted on this and decided to move those assets and accompanying entries to the National Office Unit's books. Sorry, who's making a bunch of noise there? Let's see. I didn't get there fast enough to see who was. Okay, the accountants and auditors followed the decision of the board, and so this is how those events are being presented and have been presented. Jorge reiterated what we've all heard multiple times. The only legally incorporated entity involved here is the Pacifica Foundation. Excuse me. The audit and the tax returns are concerned with the foundation as a whole, showing the numbers broken out by unit in the supplemental information section in the back of the audit is done for our internal use only. Under which unit's column any given activity or asset is shown has no bearing whatsoever on the audit opinion in accordance with GAAP, quote, Jorge, there are no issues with the presentation in accordance with GAAP because we are opining on the foundation as a whole. However, in an effort to explain things, we can add some context to footnote 2, end quote. And that is the summary of significant accounting policies. I'm guessing he would put it in after use of estimates and before subsequent events. Jorge is willing to add this reclassification note, he calls it, I'm sorry, I can't define that, in footnote 2 to explain the situation so that any reader of the financial statements will know exactly what occurred. He'll describe the context so that no reader of the financial statements will question why assets appear in one unit's column 1 year and in another's the next. He will send that note later tonight or tomorrow morning so I can share it with everybody. But his feeling and mine is, let's get this done and over with. There are no U.S. GAAP issues in the footnotes, and let's just move to accept the audit, pending that footnote describing what did occur. Let's move forward so we can get to 2019. Let's approve this thing tonight and be done with it. I think you will know that the only thing that actually gets scrutinized by the public, the IRS, the nonprofit watchdog agencies, is the tax return. And the tax return doesn't show the units at all, but only the Pacifica Foundation as a whole. So that's what I'd written down to talk to you, to tell you all. Hello?
Dwayne, may I have the floor? Dwayne? You're muted, Dwayne.
Dwayne, you're muted.
I can't unmute him.
Could the chair, is the chair present, and could he take over just to give me the floor?
I'm not sure if Alex is here.
Alex, are you there?
Apparently not.
Well,
actually,
yeah,
on the agenda, you're on the agenda next. Why don't you just
I'm here.
Go next because you're on the agenda.
Okay, Jeff.
I know, but I'm not supposed to go without being recognized.
Okay, Alex is here. Let him speak.
I'm here, and Chris, you may speak.
Thank you, Alex. So the first portion of the response from the auditor doesn't really address the point in question. My motion is specifically to change the footnoting, which he's offered to do. However, without knowing the actual context of the footnote, if he had simply said, yes, I accept the wording of your footnote or something similar to it, I would no longer have an objection because that's all I'm asking for right now. I'm not intending to impede the audit process. I'm intending to add a footnote to clarify what was done because it is very, very unclear. If you look at the 2017 audit, you will see that the P&O has basically no assets. And for them to participate in a sale of an asset when they have no assets is bound to be confusing. There is something about the sale of the KPFA building, but it doesn't really mention how that item was going to be placed. So it is definitely a big black hole into which somebody could be incredibly confused who actually looked at the financials in detail. And I also want to preserve the decision of the PNB and to protect the auditors from any possible liability, although he seems to think that there wouldn't be any, which is great for him, I guess. In any case, I still have my objection, but I'm glad that the auditor will draft an addendum, I guess, to note 4 on the audits to clarify what was done between 2017 and 2018. Because what needs to be said is that the asset was moved to the P&O and then it was sold. And that is definitely not clear. Thank you.
Can I respond?
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I have my hand raised in the chat.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. Chris, I believe you said you had a motion to go along with your supplemental to the audit. Is there any way you could send it to the PNB, or maybe you could read it now, if that's in order, Chair?
You sent it to the PNB.
I sent it 3 hours ago, but I'd be happy to read it.
There are no objections.
How long is this?
Oh, it's very short. It's only one short paragraph.
Okay. I don't see why you can't read it.
Okay. Proposed motion to properly notate the 2018 audit. In order to properly notate the 2018 audit, the following should be added to footnote 4. The 2018 audit moves an asset that was on KPFA's books arbitrarily into the books of the P&O, then treats the entire transaction as a loss for KPFA. This is not in keeping with GAAP, but has been done at the request of the Pacifica National Board. Now, I understand that the auditor may have his own wording for that, and it may be, in fact, acceptable. That's the basic idea.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Robin will second that.
I object. This is Paulina.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to respond.
And Grace for the stack.
Ron to the stack.
I have requested the stack as well, Paulina.
Okay.
Lawrence to the stack. Just request for information, Chair. Lawrence.
What is your request for information, Lawrence?
I would like that motion emailed again because I can't find it in my email. Thank you.
Lawrence, I can resend it to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. I think I heard Grace for the stack. Go ahead, Grace.
I think Paulina was before me.
Oh, okay.
Did you not hear me ask to respond?
Chair, this is James with a request.
Yeah, I think Eileen should be able to respond first before we go to this kind of, you know, discussion.
Can we have Chris send it to everyone, please?
Yes, James, I'll do that.
Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know if you heard me say that the auditor plans on adding a note, an additional subsection, I guess, to note 2 about what was done. I can ask him if he would be willing to repeat it, perhaps, in note 4, but I don't think your language would necessarily be acceptable. He doesn't believe that there are any problems related to GAAP. So he's not going to put that in his audit. And I don't think he would use the word arbitrarily. That was a vote by the PNB. Some of us were in favor of the move, and some of us were not in favor of the move. But that's how the PNB ended up voting, and that's what happened. So I think what happened can be explained in the plainest of terms, but this language is not going to go.
Okay. Chair, can I respond? It'll only take less than a minute.
Chair, get a stack, please. This can go back and forth all day.
Yeah, we do have a stack, so I'm just going to let the stack.
Okay. Add me to the stack. Thank you.
You can be back on the stack. That's fine.
That's fine.
So
thank you.
I heard Paulina, Grace, Lawrence, and who else?
Ron Pinchback.
Ron. Okay.
Lyndon wants to be on the stack.
And I guess Chris wants to be back. So let's see if
and James as well, please.
And James. Okay. Okay, Paulina, go ahead.
Thank you. I heard Eileen explain that our auditor considers these types of changes that were being considered and where the PNB voted to switch a certain asset from one unit to another internal
Alina, you're breaking up, that underwater sound again.
Business and that the audit being impacted by, oh, am I, okay, 1 second, can I speak?
I can't understand you, Paulina. Chair, can we move on to someone else and come back to Paulina?
Okay, Paulina, you,
is this better now?
It is better. Okay. Do you want to make, go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to make a quick comment.
Start your time over, Paulina.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So, first of all,
no, Paulina, it's not better.
Not working, Paulina. Why don't we come back to you later, Paulina? Maybe you can
clear that our audit to be that it's necessary to. I can't be. Yeah, no worries. Okay, I'll move around. I'll see if I can find that.
Yeah,
we'll send us an email.
We'll get back to you later, Paulina. Grace.
Okay. The first thing is this was discussed earlier. And there was an effort to have a similar footnote put in the audit by somebody from NHTA, I believe. And the auditor did not think it was necessary and did not think that there was any violation of GAAP. So this is in contradiction to the word of the auditor. It's also adding something to the audit that would have to be approved. This would have to go back to the audit committee for review, and that would take noticing a meeting. The earliest it could be noticed is a week from tomorrow or to today of the audit committee. And then we would also have to go over this and approve it again in this committee, an adjusted audit. It would have to be run by the auditor and then approved by a revised audit by the auditor. He might not accept this change. Then it would have to come back to the PNB. We'd have to have a meeting next week or the week after. This would seriously delay the completion of this audit and the beginning of the 2019 audit. It's really not necessary. It also is in contradiction. The wording as it is now is in contradiction with what the auditor stated.
That's 90 seconds.
That there's no GAAP violation here. So really, this is the delay. It's also the board already went over this territory before. It's kind of dilatory to bring this up again. So I am really not in favor of this. I'm in favor of approving the audit as suggested by unanimously by the audit committee.
This is Dwayne. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got audio again. Thanks.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Jan Goodman, Stack?
Okay, Jan, to the Stack. Lawrence, I think you're next on the Stack.
Chair, I'll stand down. Thank you.
Okay. Ron, you're next.
Okay. This is gonna be short. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. The auditor has already agreed to address whatever issue that this motion seeks to remedy. I'd say, you know, let's go ahead and get this thing out the way, approve this audit report, and, you know, waiting around, you know, for some language that one individual, seems to think is necessary, even though the auditor doesn't seem to think it's necessary, you know, let's just move on, man. I mean, you know, if the auditor thought it was necessary, then he would have said so. He did agree to make that little footnote change that was requested. So let's see, you know, accept what he's saying and move on. Otherwise, like Grace said, we're going to be at this for another 2-3 weeks over the same stuff, and we've already been over this. So I suggest we vote down this motion because it is unnecessary. The auditor has already agreed to address the issue.
90 seconds.
And I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, I think I have Lyndon next.
Yes, thank you. I was listening very carefully to what Eileen said, and I believe that what she said was that the mention in the draft of this issue by the auditor concerning GAAP is because they are auditing the foundation. So they're not auditing the, you know, movement of money between units or divisions of the foundation. So saying that this does not violate GAAP in that sense, I believe, is wrong.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. I think James is next.
Thank you. I just want to say very briefly, can't we just trust the professionals we have hired is a phrase that we heard repeatedly in the recent past. And
thank
I think
you.
That's what we need to do now. And,
yeah, time is up for this item.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's extend for 2 minutes. Chris Corey.
Chris, you want to extend?
Jan Goodman, second. Jan Goodman,
okay.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 2 minutes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's just go to a vote on that then.
Can we just finish out the stack, perhaps? Maybe that's a compromise.
Not unless we have an extension. We're out of time for
Ron,
this item.
Ron, can I get you to withdraw your objection?
Just to fill out the stack. Or hear out the stack.
A request for information. Who is left on the stack?
I have Jan and Chris, actually.
Okay, I would like to extend for 6 minutes and to add Eileen to the stack so she can respond to some of these issues.
All right. Is there a second for that?
Chris seconds.
Eileen seconds.
Okay. Do we have any?
Mr. Chair?
Okay,
I forgot. I'd like to, if I can modify this, maybe, I'd like to extend for 8 minutes so that Paulina can have her chance if she can get her audio corrected.
Okay, do we have a second?
This is Heather, I'll second.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, there's no objection, so let's go. So I have
8 minutes, Chair.
8 minutes. So I think Jan should go first because she hasn't spoken yet. Then Paulina, then Chris, and then Eileen. Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, okay. So I was going to suggest that first of all, since the audit committee and the finance committee are both subcommittees of the P&B, that we don't need to, you know, that if we agree, whatever we agree to today, it does not have to go back to the finance committee, does not have to go back to, you know, anybody else. We can just make the decision tonight and move on. So I think that we don't need to, you know, waste time doing that. That the people who are making the decisions are all here. Let's just make the decision. Second of all, I am wondering if we can, if we don't agree to Chris's language, that if we can just agree to the auditor's concept in principle so that we can approve it, approve the auditor's comment in principle, and pass it back. So I would like to make that as a motion. Or if we need to, unless the auditor's comments already are included and we don't have to vote on that.
Point of order.
Who has a point of order?
Grace, I have a point of order.
What is your point of order, Grace?
The audit committee is a special committee. We
can't hear you, Grace. Grace, your audio is
okay.
Not good.
We can't hear you.
Okay, my internet, you can't hear me? Okay.
We can hear you now.
Okay. The audit committee is charged with accepting the audit. The PNB has had a practice of approving the audit as well. But legally speaking, it's the audit committee's purview to accept the audit. It's actually not the PNB. It must be, any change in language must be accepted by the audit committee. The audit committees are special in these types of organizations. And I think Eileen can speak to that. So that's my order.
Can't hear you again, Grace.
We have to go back to the audit committee. I'm sorry, I'll call in on a different line. But that's
okay. I think we got the gist of what you're saying, but we couldn't hear all of it.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, you haven't spoken yet.
Yeah, I was just going to clarify on the audit committee, which is also, it is a special committee in that it also strives to observe the Sarbanes-Oxley audit requirements, and it's the reason, for example, that myself as management cannot be part of the audit committee and so forth. So it's not something that was created by the PNB in and of itself. It's something that's required as oversight. So it has specific requirements, and there you go. And so it differs significantly from our finance committee, for example.
Thank you. Paulina, are you able to speak now?
Let me try, and if I'm still breaking up, do let
that's
me
good.
Know. Okay, good. I agree with what Grace just said. I say we should just move on. I was only going to mention that, you know, no matter how the assets were moved, I can hear an echo there. I don't know why. Okay, let's see. No matter how the assets were moved, we know that no unit is in any position to dispose of any assets on their own. It's the Pacifica Foundation, under the auspices of the Pacifica National Board, that disposes of assets. So I don't know. I don't think we need to relitigate this issue now. But I do support the idea that we just move on and we trust the professionals that we hired and also the audit committee that has been working on this for long.
Okay. Chris, you want to speak again?
Yeah. First of all, I guess I should speak first before saying that I'm amenable to the substitute motion that Jan suggested. I could speak to the individual points. But I think
there is no substitute motion on the floor. Jan's motion never got a second.
Okay, so I'll present one. Let me comment first, though, or maybe I should present it first. I'm amenable to the idea of letting the auditor decide how to footnote this particular item. And once again, this is simply to make it clear for those who are looking at the internal part of the audit, not the external part, which, as the auditor correctly states, is probably in conformance with GAAP. I haven't looked at the consolidated part of the report. I was interested in this particular issue because there were problems with it. And I think it's important that those problems be noted, or if someone digs deep enough to be able to determine how these assets were moved around, even though and I use this term very specifically, it's an arbitrary decision. You can move those assets to any division because we're all part of Pacifica. You can move them to New York if you wanted to. There's nothing to stop you from doing that. It's the same. That's what I meant by arbitrary. It's the same decision no matter where you move that asset. So but I would believe that internally, if you were looking at those books
90 seconds.
Okay, that it wouldn't pass GAAP. So I would, I would propose that instead, since it's pretty clear that there's objections to the language I used for this motion, that I'd be happy, in light of the fact that the auditor is amenable to the idea of letting them make the decision as far as how to footnote this and to use their own language, if that's acceptable to the body.
I'll second that. This is Robin.
Eileen? Can't hear you.
She's muted.
You're muted.
I know, sorry, I was muted because I was typing a lot when I was on a different screen. I don't have a lot to say except that to note that we can't rewrite any part of the audit ourselves. The audit is produced by the auditors, and we can make our suggestions that he may or may not take, or he may rephrase them. He's pretty easygoing and willing to work with us. So I think, you know, I can make it clear to him just what your concerns are after we've discussed them more, you know, after your emails, because no. I didn't send him your emails. So I'm sure he will be willing to enter some information that, like he said, explain the context of what happened, you know, that there was a decision to move them, and that's why you see it this way, why there were assets in this column in 2017, and now they're over in this other column in 2018. So he was going to put something in note 2. He can probably repeat it in note 4. I'll ask him to do that. Sorry?
Up on this item, time on this item, the extension chair.
And, okay, I'll just say.
Can I finish her remarks? I'm sure they're not going to be much longer.
I think that's pretty much it. I'd love to see us approve the audit.
90 seconds.
These changes will be included. Language will be included. I don't know if it'll satisfy Chris 100%, but somewhere between 50 and 100. I think that's pretty good considering it's the fiscal year 2018 audit. We need to finish it and move on. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Thank you.
We have to first vote on Chris Corey's amendment, and then we vote on the audit, and then we vote accepting the audit.
I have a point of information. I have a point of information.
What is your point of information?
So my question is, I am looking at what I have as the Pacifica bylaws, and under the Pacifica bylaws in Section E, which is the power of the board, Section E3, it says one of the duties of the board is ensuring the financial health of the foundation by adopting and monitoring an annual budget and overseeing an independent annual audit of the foundation's books and accounts. And I'm wondering if that, what it says there, and it has a similar thing under the audit committee, they both the audit committee and the words of the bylaws that I have says that both the board and the committee oversee the annual audit of the foundation books and accounts. And I want to make sure if this is an accurate current version of the bylaws. And that's number one. And number two, I wanted to ask Ms. Tatum if the bylaws provide that both oversee the books and accounts, if the whatever the board says would override the committee, so that you wouldn't have to go back to the committee or not? That's my question.
Well, Jan, in either case, it goes back to the auditor. So we can't, you know, it's not, if you think there's going to be no delay, that's not correct. But I'll let John Tatum.
So I'm saying whether or not it has to go back to the audit committee.
Well, I'll let John Tatum respond to that. I think it does, but let Mr. Tatum respond.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. There's in most cases there are four things that the PMB can do. One is to agree with the report and send it forward. Number two, they can reject the report altogether. Number three, they can send it back to the committee for further work. And number four, they could amend it and send it forward. So those are the four things that the PMB can do. Or maybe repeat those, or you got it.
So can they accept what the auditor just wrote to us, that Eileen wrote, said, and can we agree to that in principle, and that's it?
Then yeah, that's number one. They can agree with the entire report. That's what we can do.
Including that note is what I'm asking.
Including everything.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, I'd like to call a question. I'd like to call a question on this issue.
We are trying to call the question.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. I just want to see if everyone got my email that I just sent on SUP.
This is Grace.
I got it, Lydia.
Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
To clarify something, I'd like to ask our IEG to read this section of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act for the board.
Yeah, I just saw it. Yeah, Lydia, could you read that?
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, so first of all, this is the criteria, and this is from sec.gov, okay? And this is the criteria under which the audit committee must function. It's the independence of it that is critical. So it says the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002 mandates that audit committees be directly responsible for the oversight of the engagement of the company's independent auditor. Oops, sorry, lost it. And the Securities and Exchange Commission, the commission rules are designed to ensure that auditors are independent of their audit clients. The purpose of this brochure is to highlight certain commission rules and other authoritative pronouncements relevant to audit committee oversight responsibilities regarding the auditor's independence. More information on this topic is available in the Commission's rules and on the Commission's website, and then it gives it www.sec.gov. And so when the conversations devolve into politics, is the reason that the Audit Committee has to be independent, and therefore it is my opinion, it's just an opinion, based on our history throughout the years with the Audit Committee, that is why this, if there are changes, would need to go back to the audit committee, because that's what it's charged with. So I think that should be sufficient.
Robin, point of information.
What is your point of information, Mr. Pilot?
I don't think nonprofit corporations are in any way controlled by the Securities Exchange Commission. They're controlled by the IRS and local entities. The Securities and Exchange Commission plates for-profit corporations, that are selling stocks and so forth.
A question, not a statement of a fact. A point of order is a request for information. If you have
be recognized for your point of order, Nancy.
Was that you, Nancy? You had a point of order?
Yes. The rule that's being broken is that a point of information is not a time to give information.
it is what you're supposed to do when you want to ask a question.
You are correct.
No, it's the other way around.
If you have information that you want to give, as I understand, yes, from being heard, from hearing this from our parliamentarian, you're supposed to give it, you're supposed to get back on the stack if you have something that you, that counter, if you want to give information to the board, you're supposed to get on the stack to do that, not raise a point of information.
Okay, can we move on? We have to go to a vote on this. We have an amendment to the order. We have to take a vote on it before we can vote on accepting the audit.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order. This is Grace.
What is your order?
My point of order is that Chris Corey's amendment is out of order because it's in direct contradiction, one of the phrases that with the auditors himself saying that this notation violates GAAP. It has a falsehood in it. It can't be in order. If we want to amend it, we have to amend the wording. We can't just vote on an amendment that has a falsehood. Now, I know that Eileen suggested some sort of solution to this, but if there is a solution that's being put forward, it has to be in writing, and it has to be clear, and it can't just be an offhand remark. I'm the secretary. I need to record what's actually decided, not a kind of vague.
Okay.
Alex, may I be recognized?
I believe that Chris Corey's motion is in order regardless of whether it contains a false statement or not. All that will happen is if it's accepted, then we'll have to go back to the audit committee for them to reconsider the audit and discuss with the auditor.
Alex, I mean to
discuss. Yeah, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Chris.
Chair, the question has been called on this. Let's go to a vote, please. I don't need any more rhetoric.
I think the motion is in order. I think we just need to vote on it. So, Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
I'm sorry.
This is on Chris Corey. Oh, wait a second.
15 seconds.
Eileen, do you have a point of order or something?
I just want to clarify the last thing. I don't think it's even necessary. I am going to communicate this to the auditor. He will be happy to put in the notes. I don't even think we need a vote on this. It's going to happen.
I think we do. It's an amendment that's been offered. We need to vote on.
I would vote down the motion as it's written. Vote on something.
Okay. Can we go to a vote, please?
All right.
Mr. Chair, I offered a substitute motion that's in the group chat.
Yeah, I'm not taking that either.
We're out of time. There's no more time for
No. I offered it quite a while ago. Anyway. I believe it was seconded.
If you did, it was not seconded. I'm not aware of it.
I seconded it.
Robin seconded it.
Yes, he did. Robin seconded it.
I can read it. It's a substitute. This is a substitute.
Mr. Chair, point of order. If people want to continue, they need to extend time.
I'd like to extend time for 30 seconds just so I can read the motion, the substitute.
I object.
Does it have a second?
Second.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Let's not waste more time. Just read the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have to vote on whether to extend time for 30 seconds. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's the rule.
Okay, come on, you're wasting
time. Mr. Chair, we're parliamentarian.
We have to vote on this. We have an objection. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian. May I speak for 10 seconds?
Sure.
We're talking about three votes now. You're going to have to vote backwards, starting with the substitute. If that's voted up or down, then that becomes the primary amendment. You have to vote that up or down. That's the second vote. And then you got to go back to the main motion as amended or as substituted. That would be the third vote. So we're talking about three votes.
Actually, Mr. Tanner, we're talking about four because there's a motion to extend by 30 seconds to read the substitute motion.
Okay, I'm talking about the motion itself.
I know. Let me ask once more. Do we have any objections to extending time for 30 seconds? Okay. Chris, please read your substitute motion.
Okay. That the auditor footnote the audit to clarify the Nakapon transaction in accordance with GAAP. And once again, that's not making any accusations about the auditor. That's just stating that they'll do it in accordance with GAAP, which he claims they're doing. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a second?
This is going to be my second.
Okay. Let's go to a vote. We don't have any time for discussion. We're just going to vote. Let's vote on the substitute motion first.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman? Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Ron Pinchak?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Pardon me?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
All right. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman? All right. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can we add fast? This is Lawrence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lawrence?
And you didn't get Jan's vote. I vote yes.
Okay. And did Jan vote? I didn't hear her.
No, she didn't.
I voted and I voted. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
I voted yes. Twice.
Oh. Okay. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes. We have 1, 2 abstentions. The